Let's do it like this. Today we're going to discuss stage number 4 in the Gemara, and then eventually we're going to get to the Shitas Harayim as well.
Of course, the first one.
Yeah, it's on the fold.
We don't have. Oh, we have.
Beis
Hashem, we're going to be discussing the next line in the Gemara and tracing it to the Shitas Harishonim, and then Beis Hashem see the Omek Hadavar. I want to apologize for two things. First of all, I owe an apology to the alumni. I said Rafi's still standing, but Max is still standing. But by far, this has been the hardest sugya for, I think, that we've learned all year. And those of you, those of the Shana Bet guys that are still standing, Ashreichem, no question, this is a hard sugya. That's Aleph. It's not good for the alumni because when you come, you want to hear some Yesodos and Brachos. And all we've been doing is just trying to figure out how did this one Cheshb in the Kasha and how did this one Cheshb in the Teretz. But that's why I follow in Darren, one of my great Rabbeim, Rav Twersky, and that is that every sugya has its own dynamic. You can't have one approach. That's one of the reasons that I can't stand when Talmidim hack about Derech HaLimud. Because the Derech HaLimud depends on the Rishonim. It doesn't depend on the Rebbe. That's the way it should be. A Rebbe who has the same approach to every shir, then he's ignoring something that's in it. So I apologize to the alumni that it wasn't the most conducive shir, but that's what we were up to. It's the hardest sugi that we've learned, because in general, what do we have? We have a Tosos, we have a Rajva, a Machlokis, a Kasha, a Raya. Here's one of those types of things that you have to keep Michushban, the Pshat. You have to keep the Pshat and keep it calculated. And there are many Chidushim in the Rishonim in the Pshat. So let's continue on with stage number 4. Stage number 4, maybe, Daniel, I'm going to turn you into a teacher's assistant. Maybe every once in a while I'll ask you to write things. Underneath, move 4 over, my fault already. Move 4 over all the way to the end. And in the fourth column, and high school they call it teacher's pet. Okay, in the fourth column, we have Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said the following: V'yirei Shemayim Yotze Yidei Shnehem. And those who are Yirei Shemayim, they're Yotze both of them. So here, what we're going to do is the exact same thing of how we started the sugya with Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. And that is, since we had so much fun with Eitan, we're going to ask Eitan how he learns Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak when it comes to Yirei Shemayim Yotze Yidei Shnehem. So what does it mean, Yotze Yidei Shnehem? Again, we're going to try to say what we would have thought Yotze Yidei Shnehem means, and then try to see how, and it's going to continue the flow. It's going to be Rashi, Tosos, the Ravid. We're going to see how that flows in the Rishitas. Yisrael, you hear me? Yeah? Okay. So Eitan, what would you say that Yirei Shemayim Yotze Yidei Shnehem means?
Well, I've shot a rep shot.
Sometimes you were the right shot in the end. It took 10 wrongs to become right, but eventually you became a right shot. So go ahead, choose. Right. Pick your poison. Go ahead. Yes.
I'm going to say that Nachman Bar Yitzchak is talking about the machlokes with the Prusash Achita and the Shlema of Sarit.
So what does it mean for Yirei Shemayim talk practically now? What does it mean Yirei Shemayim Yotze Yidei Shnehem?
That what they would do is that they would take a Shlema of Sarit and they would put the under it.
Okay, good. Alright, so Eitan's pshat, by the way, this goes along the list like the three tzarachians we had in the beginning. I wish we'd be able to get back to delineate how we were able to answer all those tzarachians. So Eitan's pshat, which is it's like the theoretical pshat, the straw man. The straw man that Eitan is learning is like this. V'yirei Shemayim Yotze Yidei Shnehem means that we had a discussion whether you're supposed to have a chitin, which is shalem, or a sa'orin, which is gadol. So Eitan suggests that what it means is that you should have both of them together. Don't choose within the two. Rabosai, could you fire away at Eitan's shot? Again, we'll do the same thing. Turn him wrong until we turn him back into right. Yes, Eitan? Okay, you're telling me Rashi's pshat. What about the legitimacy of his pshat? So, also, we don't have room. But it would be even easier to put Eitan's Pshat on the board. Everybody has Eitan's Pshat clear? Write it down. As Eitan, one legitimate way of reading the Gemara, it's a legitimate way of reading the Gemara, is that the Gemara is saying, Chitin versus Sa'orin, that you choose both of them. Because we had an issue. What do you choose, Chitin or Sa'orin? Any objections to that Pshat? If you were Eitan's Chavrusa, what would you say back to him? Yes, Eitan?
We came to the Maskana about whatever I call it.
Very good. Okay, we're going to see Rishonim say it. This is how you're supposed to learn a morning Seder. And then you see that the Rishonim say not the Stam Svaras. How do you read the Gemara? Svaras, anybody can say any Svara. But how you read the Gemara, you need a working Pshat in the Gemara. Very good. So Eitan comes back at you. Ooh, by the way, I didn't say Eitan. I had a lot of nachas. I went downstairs for quiet in the MTA lunchroom. And I walked in, for those of you who know, I walked in and saw Eitan staring at me. The big picture in the MTA lunchroom. I felt like I was back in yeshiva a little bit. So no, really, again, I had a big smile on my face when I saw it. So Eitan's retorting back well to you. Eitan's saying like this. Eitan says like this. He says that when it comes to Yotze Yidei Shneihem, why would it be that you have to be Yotze Yidei Shneihem? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said previously, the lines above, the Gemara had said, the kule amalo pligi, the chashuv adif. What does it mean, the chashuv adif? What does it mean, the chashuv adif? In the case of chitin and sa'orin, that means that chitin come first. So he comes back, Eitan, and he says to the first Eitan, no, maybe that's incorrect, because the Gemara already had said that there's no shaila. You follow Eitan's response? And we're going to see, this is going to be the Minei Ubei in the Rishonim. Good. That's the way two Chavrusas are supposed to learn. If you're not saying what's the Pshat over here and analyzing together, then there's something that's missing in the Pshat. All of a sudden stopped working, you don't hear me anymore.
Okay.
It's good? Okay. So let's see Rashi. Yotzi Yidei Shneihem, says Rashi. Yotzi Yidei Shneihem, Yidei Machlokis Shel Rav Huna v'Rav Yochanan. You Yotzi the Shita of both of them, that is, Rashi learns, the Machlokis of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. So now let's fill in Rashi over here. Let's fill in Rashi. Rashi learns like this. Now, what does it mean, Yotzi Yidei Shneihem? When you have a chance to write that in Yotzi Yidei Shneihem. What does Rashi say? That it means Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. So practically, what does that mean? Can anybody explain? What does Rashi mean? When Rashi says Yotzi Yidei Shneihem means both of them, what's Rashi saying? What's Rashi saying when he says that? What does it mean practically? Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, sorry, Rav Chisda? Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. So two things, right? Write two things, please, Daniel. That's Rav Nachman Yitzchak Yotzi Yidei Shneihem. And what does it mean practically according to Rashi? Yes, Aaron?
A half of a loaf of bread of wheat and a whole loaf of bread of wheat. Half of bread is larger.
If you have, that's right. We're not talking about chitin and sa'orin. We're talking about the same min, but you have sisim that are larger, so then, and you have a shalem, so then in such a case, then the halacha is that what you do is you'll put both of them together. So Rashi does not learn like the way Eitan had learned. Now let's take a look and see Tosos. Says Tosos, Meniach prusa b'soch hashlema ubotzea. Pirush Rashi, ubotzea l'shtem. Now first, Tosas quotes Rashi as being bothered with a technical issue. What does it mean to be Botseya? So Rashi will learn, by the way, that's going to be next week's shiur. It's going to be much more accessible for people who are not holding in brachos. What I'd like to finish up, whatever we get done today, we get done today. And Sunday will be a fresh week. It's a much more glamorous topic, Yemir Tzeh Hashem. We're going to talk about the Lecha Mishnah on night of Pesach. Three matzahs, two matzahs, which ones you break, and so on and so forth. That's more of a cool sugya. This is definitely not a cool sugya. That's pretty cool. Let's take a look at Tosas. It's Emes of Learning. Says Tosas. Pirush Rashi, Ubotzei l'shnein, Ubotzei l'shem ubavad, V'haynu al yidei shneihem, V'kivan she'iniach ha'prusa tachas ha'shleima, Nire kimo she'botzei anami ha'prusa. it looks like that he's being botzeya also on the prusa. V'davko botzeya l'shlemi. He doesn't have to break the prusa itself, but when he actually breaks it, he'll just break the shlema. Avalo wrote to the farsha botzeya l'esa man sheyirtze. Rashi did not learn he could choose both. O the prusa l'shema to be the ka'amar toch hashlema mashma shlemi yikar. It's mashma that the prusa is the secondary and the shlema is the yikar. Okay, so first of all, it's a technical issue what he's botzeya on. That's going to be a little bit more important when we discuss what you break on the night of Pesach, how many matzahs you need, and so on and so forth. The cool sugya. Period. Says Tosos, Ulepirish Rashi, Hachi Pirusha. Yirei Shamayim Yotzi Yidei Shneyem Kidu Rav Huna Uchidu Rav Yochana Vipsisin Vishlema. According to Rashi, what are we talking about? The subject is the Machlokis of Rav Huna Rav Yochana. So it fits beautifully. Because Rashi had said that we have a Machlokis between Rav Huna Rav Yochanan. What are you supposed to do if the psisim are larger? So it's mamish machlokis. So what do? You yotze yidei shneyan. You do both. You do the gadol and you do the shalem. You're going to break the shalem. That's smooth. Rashi is going to be smooth. However, how's Tosis going to learn? As Tosis points out, Rabbeinu Tam that we saw the last 2 days is going to get stuck. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to be difficult. Ulepirish Rabbeinu Tam. By the way, Eitan, you were like Rashi, right? Ultimately, your pshat was like Rashi.
No,
it's the other way. Right. Nachon, you're going to be like close to Rabbeinu Tam. Ulepirish Rabbeinu Tam. Lo motzim ulefarish hachi. Dikoy apsisim. Sharei eno tzarech lasos kein. El yivare chalashleima v'day lekach lekule alma. Da filu ravuna lo kamar el ala prusa im yirtze. Avo pshita im birei chalashlama yatsa. Rabosa, you tell me what's Rabbeinu Tam bothered by, what the Tosis bothered by according to Rabbeinu Tam. Why can't Rabbeinu Tam learn like Rashi? Rabbeinu Tam will not be able to explain yatsi deshneim. Hence, like everything on this board almost, at every stage of the game, except for Chitin and the Havamin and the Maskana, 2 and 3, according to Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, is the same thing. Almost everything on the board is going to be different. Every single stage, the Rishon is going to read it differently. How's Rabbeinu Tam going to read this? Yes, Aram?
He's going to read it that it's dealing with the wheat versus the barley because...
No. I'm sorry. What's the problem with Rabbeinu Tam?
Because with Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chit, and Rav Huna, he holds that Rav Huna is lav dafka and you don't need to do it on the
beautiful. What's the shaila according to Rabbeinu Tam? Let's go all the way back to the top. This is why a chart is so helpful. What according to Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam? Let me just write that. It's really better to write out as Rabbeinu Tam. What according to Rabbeinu Tam is the machlokis? The machlokis is if you could. Emphasis, if you could make a bracha on the psisim when it's larger. Not if you have to, if you could. Rabbi Yochanan says no, Rav Huna says you could. Not that you're mechuyev. According to Rashi, you're mechuyev. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you're not. Im keinim advarim. So now, what's the yotzi yidei shneyem? If we're talking about where you have a large piece versus a shalem, according to Rav Huna, is there a problem to make a bracha on the shalem first? The answer is no. So you don't need to be yotze yidei shneyem. You don't need to be yotze yidei shneyem. Just make a bracha on a larger piece and you'll be yotze still yidei shneyem. You'll be mekayim both of their shitas. Says Tosfos. So I can't write everything on the board. I can only give you the bottom line in Rabbeinu Tam, but you have to write down your own notebooks. What is the reason why Rabbeinu Tam can't learn like Rashi? This is Lishitasam. It's just not Gavrin Chetza, that's all. But Lishitasam. So says Rabbeinu Tam, Alishitasam. Rabbeinu Tam says like this, that when do we say Yatzi Yidei Shneim? If you have Chitin and Sa'orim. So what does it mean, Yatzi Yidei Shneim? Chitin v'Sa'orim Botzeya v'Shneim. That's the Machlokes that we're discussing. And we're Yotzei even by Chitin and Sa'orim that you're Botzeya v'Shneim.
What about the Re'akot?
Rabosai. Oh, very good. So we can see the Rishon, excellent, fair question. But before we even go on to flesh that out, just let's think a little bit together. Taisis, this is another Hamevin Yavin. Taisis Lishitasai. Does Taisis hold that Chitin and Saorin is the same thing as Godol and Shalem, or different things? What does Taisis hold? The same things are different things. Taisis Lishitasai holds that they're the same thing. They're simply chashuv or not. Which Taisis? Dibra Maschil Umar Savar. But if you hold like the other Rishonim, that hold that Chitin is a Bazundar Adin, that Chitin is a Xeris HaKosov, so then It's not a question of a standard case of shalim or not. And then it could be l'divrei hakol. According to everybody, the halacha should be that the chitin comes first and there's no inyan of yotzi yedei shneim. It's only taisis l'shitasai who holds that this becomes the same thing as chashuv and gadol that could say you be yotzi shneim. But if there's a special tzeres hakosim and chitin, that's what wins the day, and that's the pshat in the Divrei HaKol. So then there's nothing to talk about. You can't learn this pshat. But Rabbeinu Tam is going Aliba the Shita of Tosas that is saying, no, Chitin is just a din in Choshev. It's not a separate halacha. If it's a regular halacha in Choshev, then you have to choose between Choshev and Shalem. Okay, Ad Kan Rashi v'Rabbeinu Tam Aliba the Shitasa. I leave for the Talmidim to fill in this box on their own. How's Divrei David going to fill in that box? I'm not going to discuss that today. Okay? Tough. Now the Rajba does an amazing job over here. What the Rajba does is the Rajba develops the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and then he tells us the Shita of the Raivin. That's going to be our fourth column. And we're going to try to be medayik in the Mineu Bay of the Raivin and the Balamar vis-a-vis the Rif. And in some cases, I'm going to ask you for help. Okay? Let's take a look at the Rajba. The Rajba should flow. The first part of the Rajba should flow now. We had, as we read in the Rajba, all the way, we already read in the Rajba why the Rajba likes the Shita Rabbeinu Tam and why he doesn't like the Divrei David. Then the Rajba continues. And well, let's pick up where the Rajba in the Masada Rav Kook edition, it's five lines before Aval Arayvid. Is Aval Arayvid also a separate paragraph? So a little bit up from Aval Arayvid, let's pick up from there. And what we're going to do now is see how Yerei Shemayim is understood by the Rajba, which essentially, of course, we're going to expect that the Rajba's been learning like Rabbeinu Tam. How would we expect Yerei Shemayim referred to? Yatzi Yedei Shneim. Does Yatzi Yedei Shneim mean Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, or does it mean Chitin and Sa'orin? What would you expect according to Rajba? Chitin and Sa'orin, beautifully. So let's see. V'had Yerei Shemayim Yatzi Yedei Shneim. Nami ha'prusa shel Chitin v'shleim v'shel Sa'orin koi. It's going on Chitin v'Sa'orin. The iad Rav Huna of Rav Yochanan, because it was going on Rav Huna Rav Yochanan, ha Rav Huna moda, Rav Huna's moda, the kosher came, the mevarich al shleimim. That certainly you make the bracha on the shleimim. V'lama le'limitza tervayu. V'amevin yavin, the Rajba is saying exactly what Rabbeinu Tam said. And that is that there's nothing to talk about according to Rabbeinu Tam, lefi Rav Huna. And Rabbi Yochanan, you could simply be Botzeya on the Shalim. Now he quotes a Raivid. Now what we're going to do is we're going to see the Raivid in the Rajba, and then Be'ez Hashem, we're going to see the Raivid in the Ravid himself. Abel a Ravid Hikshir, but the Ravid asks, Di'i Isa di Yotzi de Shneim Aprusa Shel Chitin Ushleim Shel Sa'arim Kai. That if we hold that Yotzi de Shneim is going on the Prusa Shel Chitin Ushleim Shel Sa'arim, Vahalo lo kama imil sadr abirmi a cloud. And I've decided to skip the Vitei Dalcha. I spent a lot of time last night working on this. By the way, last night I was supposed to prepare other shiurim. And I said to myself, Chaim, it's only once in a while you have the opportunity to delve into a Balamar and arrive it. So I'm not prepared for any other shiurim today, but I don't regret it for a second. To figure out a Baal Amar and the Ravid is one of the most exciting things in the world. But I got stuck. It's really, really hard to figure out exactly what the Ravid and Baal Amar are the gold mines of Iyun. And we're going to start scraping the surface, Be'ezer Hashem, together. What's the Ravid's kasha? We already mentioned it here in the cave. The walls already heard the kasha. What's the Ravid's kasha on Rabbeinu Tam? What's he asking? Again, let's read the words. Our Ravid Hikshit, the East, the Yotzi De Shneim, Aprusa Shel Chitin Ushleim Shel Sa'arim. He's attacking Rabbeinu Tam. V'halo lo kama hi milsa de Rabbi Yirmiyah klav. So what is the first thing you have to do? If you didn't memorize the Gemara Kol, it's okay. Kedai to memorize the Gemara Kol, so you look back in the words of the Gemara. Who's Rabbi Yirmiyah? Who is Rabbi Yirmiyah? You got to look back. Who is Rabbi Yirmiyah? So let's look back together. Rabbi Yirmiyah is the Kitanoi, and the Gemara rejected that Kitanoi. So what's his kasha? Since the Gemara rejects the Kitanoi, what's his kasha? Right, you're no good with them. Yeah, go ahead, Avram, spell out the obvious. Eitan's question. What the guys did in Pshat is what the Rishonim did. It's the same kasha. Says the Ravid, I don't understand. We just got through saying L'divrei HaKol Chitim comes first. Everybody agrees. So why would you be Yotze Yedei Shneim? Why would you be Yotze Yedei Shneim? What's the reason to be Yotze Yedei Shneim? We just got through saying that according to everybody, the halacha is what? That with the Chitim comes first. So why all of a sudden we discussing Yotze Yedei Shneim? Now the Ravid is going to be stuck between a rock and a hard place. And the Ravid's going to say something that is mamish, I find, exhilarating. The Ravid's not going to like Rashi's pshat. And the Ravid's not going to like Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. By the way, he just proves in the Vitei Dalecha, all the Rajba is doing is proving why we don't pass him like Rabbi Yirmiyah's Havamina at all. That there's a difference between Chitin and Sa'orin. What do I mean a difference? The Hainu, that of course you always give the precedence to the Chitin. That's what he's doing with Vitei Dalecha, work on it on Shabbos. But now the Ravid is going to be stuck between a rock and a hard place. The Ravid is not going, doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. And his kasha is, that's the Dovra Pasha, that's the Maskonas HaGemara. He's not going to like Rashi's pshat, as we're going to see in a moment. And he takes out his anger on Rashi over the Baal Amor who rejected the Rif. So you have to keep cheshbon. It's a Baal Amor, Baal Amor's objection to the Rif. And it's not easy to figure out what the Baal Amor is saying and what the Rav is saying. But Be'ezer Hashem, let's try. Even if we're only Zochet to 80%, that's a lot better than before we started. Let's take a look at the words of the Rif. See the Baal Amor's Ha'ara, try to figure out what the Baal Amor is bothered by, and then see the Ravid's Asaga, and then see the Ravid's ultimate shot, and then see the redactic in the words of the Rajba in 25 minutes, Be'ezer Hashem. So let's take a look at the Rif. Zoch Te'ele Gerif. Itmar, Chavches Amer Aleph. Itmar, Yviel Lefneim Psisim Ushleimim. Omer Avunam Mevarech Ala Psisim Upeiteres Ashleimim. Reb Yechir and Ova Shleimim Mitzvah Min HaMufkar. Tavo Prusa Shel Chitim Ushleimim Asar. Divrei Akol Mevarech Ala Prusa Shel Chitim Upeiteres Ashleimim Shel Sa'or. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Now, Rabosai, here, write in pencil. Up until now, you could write in pen. But here, write in pencil, I mean it metaphorically, because we might change our minds. But let's try to read the riff together. According to the riff, what's the simple reading of Yeresha Mayim Yotze Yidei Mikayim Eshtehen? What's a simple Avana Mikayim Eshtehen? Take someone further back. Yes, you're also back. Go ahead. Yeah, Adi, go ahead.
I think he's praying on.
Still very far from yesterday. So. Yeah, go ahead.
I think he's praying on the Prutza Shalchidim.
Really? You read it that way? You read it that way.
He cut out.
That Yotzi Yidei Shneim. He takes out the Shaka Vatari, the Hamamim and Kitanoi.
The fact that he erases part of it and he still chooses to. Once he has no problem erasing something, he still chooses to place it somewhat to this case. I think he's showing you. In his opinion, from this part at least, he's saying it's next to that case for a reason. Although I've never seen it inside before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have to tell you, I'm not sure in the Kavanas HaRif. Which way the riff is falling in Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, I'm not sure. Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, I'm not sure. However, the Baal Amar is bothered by something in the way the riff presents it. Let's take a look at the Baal Amar. Aval prusa shel chidin u'shleima shel sarim. Divrei HaKom Levarich ala prusa shel chidin potar shleima shel sarim. Havadai b'toras chovahu. The Baal Amar is bothered by the following question. According to both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, is the halacha of Shleimin and Shvurim, is that halacha a Rishus or a Chov? Yes, David? According to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, Rufi Rav Huna, yeah, it's a Rishus. According to the Rif, the simple reading of the Rif, says the Baal Amar, is that there's no difference between the Shita Rav Huna and the Halacha of Chitin. They fall into the same category. Comes along the Baal Amar, and the Baal Amar says the Rif isn't Meduyak. All of the Rishonim, except for the Divrei David, agree that the discussion over here is a Rishos. Rabbeinu Tam's Rishos and Rashi's Rishos. Maybe Yom, they're different, but they're the same. They're both Rishos. Zot the Baal Amar, that's not correct. This is B'Toras Chayva. The Rif seems to be putting the two together. Just like Rav Huna says that you should do the Psisit first, so do you should do Chita first. Wrong! The Maskana Zay Gemara, as Adi pointed out, was we entirely rejected the middle part of the Gemara where we thought you had a choice of Chitin and Sa'orin. That's entirely incorrect. We reject all of that. So Divrei HaKol, the Chitin comes first. The Baal Amar is also disagreeing with Tosas' Hanacha. At least Tosas' Hanacha in the Havamina, that Chitin is the same thing as Choshuv. No, it's a totally separate din. So that's what the Baal Amar's first objection is to the Rif. Okay, you understand what the Baal Amar is doing when he says Chova? The Baal Amar is saying like this, Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, according to all Rishonim, are arguing about a Rishus. Either the Rishus of Rashi, that there's a Rishus when they're the same, or the Rishus of Rabbeinu Tam, that even when it's bigger. But that's a Rishus. Chita is not a Rishus. Chita is a Xeris HaKosov. Look at how the Baal Amar says it. Ha'vadai v'toyres chayvahi. Either because it's chaviv, but nothing to do with the shailah chashiv versus shalem, like the maskana sagamara. This is the Baal Amar's havana. V'amemin yavin, the Baal Amar is working like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The conventional way of the Rishonim of reading the Gemara. Of course, we thought 2 days ago not to read the Gemara that way at all. And we have to say a whole shiur of why Rashi didn't learn like the Divrei David. And the Divrei David himself said it. And the Rajba already alluded to why the Divrei David's pshat is incorrect and the Rashi and Rabbi Matan didn't learn that way. But the Baal HaMor is learning in that approach. Any clarification before we go on? So far, so good? Beautiful. And that's the Baal HaMor's time against the Rif. Of course, every time the Baal HaMor attacks the Rif, almost every time, either the Ravid or the Melchamos comes to defend the Rif. And what we're going to see is the way we wanted to read Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan is the way in which the Ravid is going to answer the Rif from the objections of the Baal HaMor. So it turns out that Eitan's pshat not only is going to be the Divrei David's pshat, the way Eitan read it, everything has to do with an honest reading of Gemara Rashi. Every once in a while, the poskim argue about a different thing. But we're going to see that this, the Ravid's defense of the Rif, is going to get back to how you understand Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan, and then that's going to revolutionize what do the words Yotzei Yidei Shneiem mean, which means then we're going to have a whole new column of how the Ravid's going to read the Minei Ubei of the Gemara. Rav Elkanah.
Can you repeat, please? Once the
Rif stayed,
once the
Baal HaMor
argue?
I understand. I was besupik of a couple things on the Rif, because the Rif doesn't tell us. Kedarko v'kodesh, the Rif doesn't tell us much. But the Baal HaMor seems to be bothered that if you learn like Rov Rishonim, and he himself, by the way, if you take a look, the Baal HaMor says, I'm working with Rashi, and he says the Rif is wrong. So if Rashi's mahalach is that's a Rishus, Rav Huna is a Rishus, so then what is the parallel of Yotze Yidei Shneiem, like Adi had learned, to say that the Chitim is going to come first, then you Yotze, I'm sorry, both Chitim and Tzaharim? No! You can't even talk about them in the same context. Or even more simply, if you have a Machlokas, Rav Huna, Rav Yochanan, which is a Machlokas and Rishus, don't tell me the same thing about Chitim. Because when it comes to Rav Huna's Shita, who says that the Chashuv comes first, that's a Rishus, that you could. Chitim is a Chiyuv. Torah Tzchova, it's a Chiyuv.
You feel that the Rif says that it's Rishus also?
The fact that, not that Chitim is a Rishus, but the Ravid's objection is he's running together a Machlokis, a Shita Rav Huna, which is a Rishus, with Chita, which is a Chov.
According to
the
Rif, does the Rif do say that it's
Rishus? The Baal HaMor is convinced the Rif would never say that. His objection is the way the Rif set it up. That the Rif is putting together a foe and seems to be creating a parallel. And that's what he's correcting. Okay? The Rif is going to come along and the Rif is going to say, no. The parallel between Rav Huna and Chitin is going to be fine. And he's going to learn a new pshat and reveal in Yotzi Yidei Shneihem. Let's take a look. Says the Ravid. Let's do the Ravid inside over here, and then we'll do the Ravid in the Rajba. Omar Avram, B'chai Roshi, Kol Masha Tarach Zeh Lefaresh V'Tarcho Atzarfasim Achadoshim. All of this difficult explanation that the Baal HaMor gave. Now again, I only did the first three lines of the Baal HaMor. On Shabbos, it's Kedai Taharuv on the whole Baal HaMor. And this explanation that the Rishonim learned, that's a Rishus and not a Mitzvah, lo also lahem shmua kahoygen, they didn't read, not that they didn't understand Gavra and Cheftza, they didn't read Gemara correctly. Svaras, anybody could say Svaras. They didn't read Gemara correctly. Lo also lahem hashmua kahoygen, lefi shekvar helu besov, teprusa shel chitim ushleva shel sarin, L'divrei HaKol shel chitim adiv. He says, when it comes to chitim and saorim, that's a davar pashut, that chitim is better. And you know who agrees to that? Everybody. Rav Huna, Rav Yochanan, and like the Gemara says, all Tanoim, even Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that way. Bein l'amoroi, bein l'tanoi. U'masnis ha'yidim v'mokam sheyesh chosh b'hem choshim hu'adif. And everybody agrees that when you have some that's choshim, that comes first. If you have chitin versus saorin, that comes first. Whenever it's comparable, the choshev comes first. Me'ata, but the machlokis between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan has nothing to do with choshev. Just choshev alone. 100% the chitin, if it's a choshev, that's a vadai chova. But the rif doesn't have a problem. You know why? Because Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan are also talking about Chova. And it's Chova, Chova, Chova. How does the Gemara read? The Gemara reads like this. Me'ata lo timatze machlokis, elo bipsisim v'shleimin shelchitim. The machlokis is talking about what? Psisim and shleimim of chitim. But the psisim are larger. Now, what does Rav Huna hold if you have something that's larger? He holds your mechuyev to take the larger one. What does Rav Yochanan hold? Rav Yochanan holds your mechuyev to take the shalim. In Kenim Advarim, the Rif reads beautifully. Zok de heligirif it mariv yulufneim psisim ushleimim omer avunim avarichal psisim poiteres ashleimim Rabbi Yochanan omer shleimim mitzvah min amufchar. That's a machlokes of chova. Aval, but if you don't have one that's larger, prusa shel chitim v'sorim of the same size, chitim comes first. And what does it mean, Yerei Shamayim Yotze Yedei Shnehem? What does it mean, Yerei Shamayim Yotze Yedei Shnehem? Not like the way Tosfos had learned. That we're talking about Chitim V'Sa'orin. We're talking about Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. That warred together. That they had a fundamental machlokas. Vamevin Yavin that the Bali Tosfos might have alleged were considered Svaras Hafuchos. Which we said, maybe not so bad, Svaras Hafuchos. Vamevin Yavin. And what's the machlokas over here? The machlokas is when you have something that's of the same min, one is Shalem and one is not. And we want to know what bracha, which one you make the bracha on. Here, says the Gemara, Yotze Yedei Shneihem, you Yotze both of them, because Rav Huna holds there's a chov on the gadol, and Rav Yochanan held that there's a chiyuv on the shalem. Continues the Ravid, V'aleihem Omer Yirei Shemayim Yotze Yedei Shneihem, Shesam Shalem Bein HaTalmidim B'Prusa B'Toch Shleima. And here he gives his final bullet against Rashi. The Ravid is a confluence of the different shittas, but he's not masking to anybody. V'im Rav Huna modele Rav Yochanan. If Rav Huna would say, you could follow Rav Yochanan also, he didn't have a fundamental machlokas, it was only a question of Rishus. Mali prusa v'yitzal ha'shleima. As Tosfos had said, Bidas Rabbeinu Tam, that it can't be that Yotze Yedei Shneihem means within Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, because what's the problem making a bracha on the Shalem? The answer is, there's a massive problem according to Rav Huna, because Rav Huna disagrees with Rav Yochanan entirely. V'im Rav Huna mod Rav Yochanan, mali prusim yitzal Shneihem v'hu Shalem. Alma Rav Huna dafko ala psisim kamar. He's talking about dafko on the psisim. So according to the Ravid, what we need to do is say that the machlokis is exactly how Eitan, it's not, Eitan wasn't only the Red David, it's the Ravid as well. And that is, there's a fundamental machlokis. Do you mind taking over, Eitan? This is a fundamental machlokas when you have the larger versus the shalem. Fundamental machlokas. Neither like Rashi, nor like Rabbeinu Tam. Which in fact, the fascinating thing is that sometimes you need a ravid to get to the Daf Yomi Pshat. Maybe he didn't check it out, did he? How he said it in the Daf Yomi. Bechura, this is the emes of Daf Yomi Pshat. It's the simplest pshat. The Ravid is the simplest pshat. Rashi Lushitasa had his cheshbainus. Rabbeinu Tam had his cheshbainus. But this is the simplest pshat. And that's the machlokas. So then what's Yotze Yedei Shneem? It means you Yotze both Ravuna and Rabbi Yochanan. Of course, Chita and Saora, that's a no-brainer. That the Gemara already said that no one argues about that. That you would never think of Yotze Yedei Shneem. Follow Chita the whole way through. That's a Davar Pashut. If you'll notice, when you do the Baal Amor fudges this question. He has a fascinating take on how to answer it. But this is the fundamental nafkamina and pshat. And that is that we fill in the top and the bottom. By the way, during the weekend, you could fill in these two blanks as well, according to the Ravid. I haven't touched it. That what is Yotze Yedei Shneem? Eitan, you fill in again. That what's a Yotze Yedei Shneem? That in the machlok is the fundamental machlok is between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. What are you supposed to do? What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to take both the Shalem and the Gadol and be Yotze Yedei Shneem. And then you don't get into the problem that, wait a second, the Gemara already told us we paskin, the Chitin comes before Saorim. According to the Bali Tosos, you have this Bam Kasha. And that, the Rajba says, is the reason why the Ravid wasn't Mikabel. Tosis is Pshat. Let's go back in the Rajba and see the Ravid himself. So now, and one more point before we go back in the Rajba, then the Rif reads beautifully. What was the Baal Amor's Hasaga? The Baal Amor's Hasaga is you're comparing apples and oranges. One's a Rishus and the other is the Chova. What is the Ravid going to say back to defend the Rif? Everything is Chova. Me'at Chalad is Chova. And that's why you have to be Yotze Yedei Shneem. Because this is a Shita of Ravuna, this is a Shita of Rav Yochanan. Oh! Now let's see the Rajba's presentation of the Ravid. Sometimes you have to learn the later Rishon who says it out even more clearly than the original Rishon himself. I've already discussed that on a historical basis, why that's so. Last year when we did a lot of Rambans and Rajbas, we discussed that sometimes it's kedai to see the Shitas or Ramban in the Rajba, and it makes the Ramban more readable. So this is another example of that. Abo Ravid Hikshet, the E Isa the Yotzi Deshna Prusa Shelchim Shlema Shel Sarin Kai, Vahalolo Kama Himil Sarim Yirmiya Cloud. That? Why would you be Yotzi Deshna? That's a no-brainer. Don't do Chitin and Sa'orin together. Rabbeinu Tam is very difficult. Rabbeinu Tam has you doing Chitin and Sa'orin together. That's a Dover Poshut. Why for Rabbeinu Tam is it not a Dover Poshut? Vameivin Yovin. Rabbeinu Tam Lushitasa according to Bali Tosos. The Chitin is no different than Choshuv and Sholim. But according to the Baal Amor, who assumed that the way, and the Ravid will go with that too. The Ravid accepts the objection of the Baal Amor. Chitin is a bazundara alocha. That's true. But both of these cases are chovas. Everything flows beautifully. Elavadai, now skip the six lines and pick up Elavadai in the Rajba. Elavadai, haidi rei shonayim yotzadei shneim apluksa the Rebbe Huna Rebbe Yochanan kai. V'hadam Rav Huna Mevarech al Psisim Davka al Psisim Ka'amar. Mishum De'inu Adifi. Now here, the question is, why is Psisim Adifi? Why are Psisim better? Why are Psisim better? So how did we understand Psisim being better? They're more choshev, right? They're larger. It gets more money. You pay per pound. So the Rajba has an interesting take on this. The Rajba has an interesting take. Who could read the words of the Rajba? Just someone read the next few words. What does the Rajba say? Why? Someone scream it out. Someone scream it out. Why does the Rajba say it's better? He says because it's easier to eat if it's a psisin that's larger. Because the things that are whole, they get burnt on the outside. Crust. That's the answer. It's crust. The shalem does have a lot, has crust all around, and the psisin don't have crust. That wasn't our understanding of this up until now, but this is how the Rajba learns. The Rajba doesn't say that. That's the pshat, but this is what the Rajba assumes, bidas harayim. I'm sorry? I looked back and I didn't see it. You say he says it?
No, he doesn't.
Ah, nechon, 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 he does. He says it in the second last line, nechon. Avram is correct. Umishum de mekarva anisayu. What does he mean, mekarva anisayu? It's easy, you don't have to take away the crust. So the Raivan learns that it's not a vort in that it weighs more, but rather the explanation is that it's mekarv anosai. So Rabosai, this is a tremendously gishmak sugya. You see how all the Rishonim are mechushban. There are lomdusha machlokios that are lurking behind. Vamevin yavin, how you look at the chashivas of chitin. But I didn't focus on those chakiris. Because the real fundamental issue here is how did each Rishon read the Gemara at every stage? And to see how they read it at every stage. I'll throw out to you in the last minute, the Lomdusha Chakira that does exist is, as we saw, Rabbeinu Tam has no problem saying that Chitim and Sa'orim, your Yotzi Yidei Shneim, because Rabbeinu Tam holds that Chitin and Sa'orin is just a question of Choshev. The Baal Amor, the Ravid, disagree because they hold Chitin as Halacha. Why is Chitin Halacha? So you have Eitan's point, which is a textual point, and that is that the Gemara seems to say it's a Dabar Choshev L'Kulei Alma, you have Chitin. But Rabbeinu Tam is not fazed by that. Rabbi Tam says, you're right, the Gemara at that stage says that so. But you still want to be Yotze all the Shitas. So the answer is that the Raivin and the Baal Amor are saying Rabbi Tam should be phased by more. And that is, the Gemara is talking about two different issues in the Maskana. Once we have the Maskana Sag Gemara that everybody holds a Chitin comes before Sa'orim, that's because Chitin is not a Halacha in Chashivas. As the Baal Amor pointed out, it's either Halacha in Chavivos, or because it's beforehand in the pasuk. And then Rashi has his third shita, and Rashi says what he said for the reasons that we mentioned above. Okay, I promised the Talmidim question and answers.